Come on, Borough, and up the Borough. Seven simple words, a lifetime of entertainment.
Hi, this is Bernie Slaven, and you're listening to Rob Nichols on Time at the Moon.
Well, it will be in a few seconds. Rob Nichols, welcome back after the unfortunate notion of, well, we didn't want to go to Arsenal anyway. Not this season, next season, of course,
no.
In the same league.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the key point. So
we'll stay top of the league, Alex.
With a game in hand, it's
yes.
All fine. You know, a game in hand, 2 points clear, everything's perfect. Or as Jenny Finch, who's joining us on this Fly Me to the Moon Nottingham Forest special, or as we like to say, how to thrash another side from the East Midlands, we have, of course, author Jenny Finch. You're concerned about the Bristol City result, were you not, Jenny?
I was disappointed. I almost got the sense they just kept on playing extra time until finally Bristol City won, which seems to have happened a lot recently, well, in the last couple of seasons with the Borough.
I mean, is this the challenge? I mean, Albert Adoma at least got a chance to turn out against his old side.
Yeah, he did indeed. He's a hero down there. But it was a shock result, although not as the match unfurled, because in the last few minutes it was... those last few minutes that went on and on and on, that it was all Bristol City, and we were standing corner after corner. So, but to be beaten by a team the third from bottom that only previously won four games, one of which was against Middlesbrough, was...
Are they then becoming the new bogey side?
Yeah.
We talked about Ito Karanka having managed to sort of secure all wins against previous...
I know, yeah, absolutely.
...seen as problematic.
But not Bristol City. Not Bristol. Although we haven't played them for a couple of years, in which time their ground has very much transformed. They're building a new main stand, and they're shifting the pitch across, and we were at the other end of the ground, but it was pretty full. It was a good atmosphere. Middlesbrough end sold out in a couple of days, really, which is some going when nobody lives close to Bristol who was a Middlesbrough fan. Well, there's a few Borough fans living in that area, but everyone has to travel a long distance, if you see what I mean. And we'd played Brentford in the midweek, we'd won at Brentford, and winning at Bristol City would have done us no harm at all. But we were lucky, really, in the fact that Derby County lost at home 3-0. So although Hull City have caught up with us almost, Derby...
collapsing after the result. Over
well, there's still the same gap to third place, and that's the most important gap of all.
I was speaking to a massive Brighton and Hove Albion fan, who
happens
to be one of my public relations students, and he said that he was at the Brighton versus Borough game.
Yeah,
and,
before Christmas.
The renowned thing was clearly Middlesbrough looked Premier side,
yeah.
And anything but. So, you know, there we are. Message is clearly there. We have Rosemary Stannard with us. Rosemary, who of course had the quote of the day, which we will reveal now when we said we're at Fly Me to the Moon, and your response was?
I thought it was a travel programme.
Nice. So obviously on the finger as ever, you know, finger on the pulse basically, and you know, just beating heart of just north of the M25 there. No interest whatsoever in football, I presume.
Cursory.
Mm. Right. Well, that's good enough for Fly Me to the Moon. Which, do you have a particular team or side that you follow?
Spurs is down the road, but...
And likely to be sharing with Milton Keynes shortly.
Yes,
MK
yes,
Dons
indeed.
And Spurs. What an interesting line that will actually be. Coming up on the show today, we'll be finding out exactly what Rob makes of the likely sort of result against Nottingham Forest, which will be a win. We'll look back over the two Bs that didn't quite work. So we said lots of Bs that were
lots
coming
of bees.
Through there. Lots of Bs. The Burnley game, well, I suppose you can give them a cup win as opposed to anything else after the other side of things. And you mentioned, of course, Bristol City. Brentford, of course, you stung them.
Yes, stung the bees.
I saw the Facebook update, so great stuff from that point of view. And we'll talk about various other bits and pieces, including, of course, events that Rob will be promoting vis-a-vis Discover Middlesbrough and more, no doubt, and other sort of factors. It's just splendid. All this and more on Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 225
grams of magnesium. Hang on, slow down.
And one tablespoon. Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was the recipe?
Oh, if you would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondence from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
In today's crowded world, it's sometimes hard to get heard. And sometimes you need a little extra push to be heard. That's where Manila PR can help. We specialise in online radio and press for independent bands, with prices to match, and have been doing so for the last decade. So if you have a noise to make, make it with Manila. Visit manilapr.com now.
Excellent. It's Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast with Rob Nichols, Jenny Finch, and Rosemary Stannards. Rob, as we end January, we look at clearly Nottingham Forest at home, and then
a weekend off.
Exactly.
Because MK Dons are still in the cup. They beat Northampton, and they're playing Chelsea, aren't they, I think?
So, you know, you time to relax. Do you think it'll be a trip overseas, or will that be cancelled? I'm just saying, Derby County, clearly, their owner was so annoyed and so angry with them,
right,
he cancelled the overseas trip that he was going to pay for. He said, no, stormed into the dressing room and said to the players, you boys, or words to that effect, have not been performing, we're not going overseas.
Well, it'd be interesting to see if what happens with the closure of the transfer window. We know we've been linked with so many people, and that could be it could involve players going out. There's been a lot of speculation. Matt Phillips coming in. Obviously, we've been linked with Rhodes from Blackburn all season. So we wait and see. We've only got one player in for definite at the moment, and that's our second Kike. It's no longer there's only one Kike. We now got Kike and Kike's Sola. Kike Sola was on the bench against Bristol City, so it'll be interesting to see if we can actually put two Kikes on the field together.
Kike squared.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's marvellous from that point of view. And the general vibe seems to be that all's looking good, because as we head into February, it's obviously home to Blackburn. Well, there'll be another paper edition of Fly Me to the Moon that'll be available.
The Blackburn game has actually been... Yes, that's right. It's unbelievable that we're actually playing Blackburn at home before we play Blackburn away. A game that was called off because of the rain at Christmas, that was originally scheduled to be played again in February. But the Football League said rather, it was a rather strange reply that they thanked us for that fixture. But no. And now we found out why the but no was because the Leeds game has been moved to, the Leeds away game has been moved to a Monday, which is, they've given us less than a month's notice. And it appears it's because of, legal action between the Football League and Leeds United. Leeds United very, very annoyed that so many of their games have been, refixtured by, the,
television.
By Sky. Incredible amount of their
Italian
games.
The Italian owner said, go forth and be fruitful to those scam Sky people.
He shut the doors, didn't he, last time, and they had to set up in 2 hours or something, but they did it.
Jenny, does such things happen in rugby union and rugby league, or is it just a case of, no, we just gouge each other's eyes out?
He didn't. It was an accident. However, no, if you saw the Calcutta Cup a couple of years ago, the pitch at Murrayfield was so bad, they just slowed the whole ball down. It reminded me of that Monty Python sketch where the Ladies Guild recreate Pearl Harbor. They were up to their knees in mud.
Because some people might say, Rob, that we miss those days of, you know, bright orange balls and sort of frozen pitch, wastelands, etc., or things where you just work through that.
The pitch wasn't particularly good at Ashton Gate, Bristol City, because you could still clearly see the lines on it from the rugby union.
And curious, of course, Steve Cottrell couldn't enjoy it at all because he lost his job.
He lost his job on the Thursday night, which was a strange time to sack someone.
Well, could be an interesting sort of perspective, because normally Middlesbrough actually play the side and the manager.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Interesting line on that. We'd be remiss, even though it is Fly Me to the Moon, officially the Borough supporting line as opposed to a travel programme, not to mention the fate, possibly, of Sunderland Newcastle United, who joined Hartlepool and Borough in leaving the FA Cup in the third round.
I know.
Although Hartlepool came mighty close against Darlington. Derby, I should say.
Yeah, they did indeed. But so. That's right, a North East no-show in the fourth round. I wonder when the last time that happened.
But one looks at Sunderland's last two games in the Premiership, and they're at home to Chelsea and away to Watford.
Right.
That's after they've actually been away to Stoke and home to Arsenal. So I suppose good news, they might still drop.
Yeah.
Just look at that side of things there. And Newcastle, meanwhile, tend to... Is it flatter to deceive? I mean, they're only 4 points away from Chelsea. But this is the sort of company, of course, that Borough will be playing with next season. Possibly.
Well, possibly. Absolutely. Possibly from two angles, isn't it? Mm. Yes, we're in top. We're top of the division. We need to bounce back from the defeat against Bristol City. But also, as you said, we didn't play that well against. We got knocked out of the FA Cup, but it was a situation I think where most people would have taken that if we'd have won against Brentford, which we did, and won against Bristol City, most people actually would have taken that defeat.
And back to the FA Cup, because Karanka went on record as saying he was very keen on not running out a second string side. He sort of said that when it was generally suggested, apparently the fans were saying, or some fans, that they should play some of the youngsters.
Somewhere, yeah.
Exactly. Did you feel that the result was warranted in the end, or was it a case of after the first half, when we were going so well...
We were hammering them,
exactly. To lose it in the second half was careless.
Well, it was, really. What I hope is that we haven't given some sort of confidence to Burnley, who were probably the only team that can disturb the what looks like the pack that's broken away in Hull, Derby and Middlesbrough, and they're the fourth element. And they look as if they've been trying to play mind games, Sean Dyche and now Joey Barton, by having a go at the teams above them, seeing how they've
Joey
all
Barton,
got...
of course, the well-known existential philosopher.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, of course, eye gouger back in his day with Manchester City, so crossing both boundaries.
Renaissance man.
Joey, we appreciate you. I blame the little trips you used to take with Robbie Fowler, but still, that's another line entirely.
But yeah, they do seem to be like trying to play mind games, saying that those teams above them have got a lot more money to spend on wages and on transfers. They've spent a lot of money themselves, Burnley, and obviously had parachute payments from just having come down. But that would be my. Obviously, I was really disappointed to lose, actually, and that apart from everything else, would.
You didn't get the chance to go on the one.
Didn't get a chance to go on the one.
Stand outside BBC Television Centre
for about 2 hours in the cold,
like a lemon, whilst people celebrate quite rightly the work of David Bowie, and then get a sort of random chance to actually shake hands with somebody you've never met before, but as a mascot of their local team.
I was going to be that person, actually.
This is it. You see, I mean, last year we celebrated. You were there. You did the handshake. You were booked for that. Whereas, as it transpired, without even the draw, you didn't get that visit to the one show.
It would have been a bit weird, because I was in London the next day as well for the Brentford game, so it would have been, and then Bristol City the end of the game. It would have been end of the week. Would have been some week.
And as we said, it was Arsenal, so
I know exactly.
It was a glamour tie.
Well, it is a point, isn't it? That last season playing Arsenal, you are definitely on a hiding to nothing, because we were outclassed. We were beaten 2-0. And it was a great day out, but there was a sense that it did damage our league progress at that time, because I've said progress because we'd had a really good January, and then we all started to fall off after that game. It knocks you. You've got to play a fairly strong team, because you can't field kids that could get absolutely taken apart by Arsenal. So, once that draw was made, it was like, well, I'm not sure I'd really wanted to have repeated that.
It all work out splendidly, as far as the whole sort of package is concerned.
The main thing is that we get back on track, and we win against Nottingham Forest, and we turn the defeat against Bristol City into a blip.
Hmm. And looking at Nottingham Forest,
it's not going to be easy, is it?
Dougie Freeman's still in charge, isn't
he? Yes, with Lenny Lawrence as his right-hand man.
Lenny's still going, isn't
he? Yeah, absolutely. He's incredible experience.
Used to be in charge of Middlesbrough and Charlton Athletic.
Yeah.
Very extraordinary. Do we think it's going to be... Well, you just said it's not going to be easy. I'm going to propose 2-1, I think, to Middlesbrough. I think it'll be a 2-1.
Yeah, we have actually conceded a goal now, haven't we? That was that goal that we conceded in the 96th, 95th minute, or whatever, Ashton Gates. It would have been a record-breaking 10 clean sheets in a row, record-breaking for the Football League. Yeah. So... That was disappointing.
Another
as well.
Classic case of Borough so near and yet so far.
Yeah.
But random choice, Rosemary. Do you think Middlesbrough will actually beat Nottingham Forest?
The tricky trees.
Exactly.
I'm not very competitive, so I like to see a draw. So both of them are happy.
Very, very sort of pleasing on that point of view. We have, of course, kept most Forest fans happy by referring consistently as Nottingham Forest, as opposed to the
Knots.
Which is rather like sort of saying, up the something if you're referring to Arsenal, without the null, basically. They don't like us. This was drawing attention to a long time ago.
Just like that,
Exactly. And we did mention, obviously, we had discovered Middlesbrough back in last year. Local History Month happens very shortly, Rob.
Well, it's May.
Yeah.
I think you're an optimistic soul. You're seeing the lighter nights and thinking,
exactly.
We'll soon be in May.
Maybe there you'll be having the promotion celebration parties, you'll be saving up for your season tickets, all will be well.
Well, Tour de Yorkshire is the 1st of May, when that's... starts off the leg
and
from Middlesbrough to Scarborough.
And a cross reference to On Your Bike, and a sort of reminder that the On Your Bike, the On Your Bike podcast team will be there, hopefully, but so will Tony McDonough and Manila PR with Team Manila in their annual cycling awards on Thursday, February the 18th. You can listen to the On Your Bike podcast. He was supposed to be doing it today, but once again, obviously taking on board Jenny's line, he just doesn't want to speak to us. He snuck it in last week. It's unbelievable. I just, Teddy McDonough, he does that whole sort of thing. So, Rosemary suggests a draw, a scoring draw, 0-0, 1-1, or...
Well, it's nice to see some goals.
Yeah. See some goals, okay. Well, it helps the travel, doesn't it, really, from that point of view. Jenny?
I think 1-0, because I think our wonderful Greek goalkeeper is going to start from the beginning and build up 10 clean sheets.
Well, they worked with the Acropolis, of course. Just when that might have sort of fallen, they will build up on that sort of thing. And Jenny, of course, you're also doing a bit of local history. People might talk to Book 4 when you're doing a much-loved classic rerun of...
Oh, the folk that lived in the jewelled streets of Saltburn. I'm repeating that in April in Newmask at their history group.
Oh, really, I see. And tickets available, or is it a free attend? What's the...
Just turn up.
Just in case, thousands of Borough fans sort of want to sort of say, and they could actually sort of give you a nice sort of round, a resounding thing from that point of view. Your prediction? You said 1-0.
1-0.
And Rob?
I would like to see David Nugent return to goal-scoring form, and possibly one of the key kids as well. So, and a 2-0 win. And then we might not need to get Ross McCormack. Although, obviously...
Would he come?
Well, it's a good question, isn't it? Yeah. I know, absolutely.
It's sort of consistent thing then. He's with Fulham, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, yeah. Yes. Fulham may need to sell.
And things have gone very quiet, obviously, on the return of Patrick Bamford.
They have, haven't they? Doesn't look likely. He played and scored for Chelsea under-21s this week. But, yes, it does seem that there's going to be no Bamford return.
Press conferences, what's the general vibe that you've been getting, Rob? Because normally you've been slipping in some nice little interviews. None for today, but that's all right. We'll work our way through that. Any sort of sense that these are blips, these are things that we'll work through? What's the club sounding like?
We have bounced back. Each time when this season we were defeated at Reading, we were defeated at Hull, and it was basically what happened in between those games. We put a run together, so I think the hope is that from everyone the club that basically we don't repeat that we get back on our bikes, so to speak. And we win a few games in a row.
Back on the horse.
Get back on the horse. Absolutely.
Exactly. Metaphorically speaking, because obviously.
But metaphorically speaking. Obviously, we've got the gap coming up as well. So against MK Dons. So that could help if we buy anyone next week to sort of bed them in and into the system. And it certainly will with Kike Sola. So the main thing is to end January with them on top of the league and. And looking
first
forward
time
to
in a history of Fly Me to the Moon podcasts, so that will have been the case, I believe. End of January, top of the league.
I would have thought so, yes.
So another historic moment approaches as we continue with a whole range of that sort of factors. Yeah.
Earth-shattering.
And I mentioned Brighton because, of course, Brighton are the last team that Borough actually face in this particular championship. And probably
yes, right. That's right, and they've actually won, didn't they, at the weekend? Mm. And after our defeat, it looked like the end
wheels
of the world
were
for them.
Coming off.
Certainly off the cliff.
Yes, exactly. Never mind. That's Chris Hatton for you. Okay. Well, I think for a travel show, we've managed to sort of work through a whole range of interesting factors on that basis. Clearly, other travel shows are available.
Yes.
But, our place in the sun, our place in the Premier League, of course, could slot into place with respect to that. And of course, wish you were here, which is what Borough fans will be saying regularly next year too. Sunderland and the Newcastle fans.
Yeah.
I'm not sure whether Rosemary will be signed up for the last seven-word opus, though. She might do, if we sort of coach her in now, because this is what Rosemary would always like to wrap up. Do you remember these last seven words?
I can't.
Yeah. No,
I will do.
Exactly. So, Rob, would you actually just guide her in this? You'll lead her into this particular sort of way of sort of wrapping up the sequence.
Yes.
The seven words are
come on Borough and then looking
up
forward
the
to up the Borough because we're in a promotion season.
Exactly.
Come on Borough and up the Borough.
So a one, a two, a three.
Come on Borough, up the Borough.
Seven simple words, a lifetime of entertainment.